bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, colonoscopies, plus the remake of classic movies into stoner classics, and the first rule of using condoms, right after this.
Coming soon from Bob and Tom Productions. It's a spy thriller that will have everyone talking.
I'd like a steroid cocktail, shaken, not stirred. And you can tell Mr. Selig I'd like to see him.
And your name is?
The name is Bonds. Barry Bonds.
You won't want to miss a second of this exciting, action-packed adventure.
What do you have for me, Q?
Just this 00708.
What is it?
I call it Instant Biceps.
How's it work?
Well, it's quite simple, really. Take this hypodermic needle and inject the solution into your buttocks. Then watch your biceps grow.
Barry Bonds stars in On Her Majesty's Secret Juice. Critics everywhere are hailing this as the picture of the year. Former Senator George Mitchell raved, it's worth looking into. On Her Majesty's Secret Juice, starring Barry Bonds, with special guest appearances by Rafael Palmero as Dr. No, I Didn't. Don't miss On Her Majesty's Secret Juice, coming soon to a theater near you.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
He's a badass getting ready for a colonoscopy. He's Josh Arnold. Yeah.
Hey there.
You talk about YouTube.
How many times do I have to tell you, Josh? Don't share anything with these jackals.
I was eating Jell-O, and I was asked why I was eating Jell-O. And
so I like Jell-O.
Yeah, I could have said that.
Yeah, that's what Cosby said.
Speaking of Cosby, Ace Cosby.
That's who I meant.
Hey.
Joining us here in the Napa Auto Parts studio.
Bill's love child.
It's Oakland Raiders legend Ace Cosby, our engineer today. Chick McGee is across the way, Washington Redskins fan. There's Grace, Bob and Tom Show fan. Thank you, Grace, for the Bob and Tom T-shirt.
Sure.
The aforementioned colonoscopy to be Josh.
Yes.
Tomorrow. Good for you. There's Christy Lee.
Hi, everybody.
This is Tom speaking. I've already had my colonoscopy. You had you did the thing where you mail it.
Cologuard.
You got to get one every 6 months, though, right?
No. You mailed yours in, right?
That was mailed mine in, yep.
How'd you do
it? Just like I do my job. I mailed it in. I passed with flying colors.
Okay, mostly, so to speak.
Mostly.
But,
brown. Yeah.
But
mostly
remember,
brown.
There's a little net that you put
it's
under
your...
It's
not a net. It's a cup.
There's netting.
There's
that
no
you,
netting.
There's netting
no.
that you put underneath
I've
your...
seen the TV Chick. Commercial for this. This is the one where you deliver the so-called stool sample by...
There's a plastic... Do you want to know facts or do you want to think there's a net?
You
that
want to know facts or you think there's a net?
Oh, there's just no dealing with them. No, you can't do anything.
He's an incredible jackass. There's nothing anyone can... You're right.
The incredible edible jackass. Oh, no, that's an egg. Never mind. Go ahead.
So is this in lieu of a colonoscopy?
And you mail it in, and then they do a test. And
okay. I didn't believe her. I thought it was, you know, like you urinate on a stick or whatever. The same way, why can't they use the stick technology in the defecant?
I think you've got to
go into the box.
It can't be touched by anything.
You poop in a cup.
They want the whole
use,
sample.
You could take a fishing net.
I think
for your tropical fish.
I think it's a clever ruse by the people collecting. Let's see if we can get them to try to hit the box.
Yes, it's a team of coprophiliacs.
That's right.
Who've started this business?
Yes, they want you to get a stepladder and hover.
Did you
fit a plastic
thing in the seat, and then you
put a cup inside that plastic thing, and then you do have to hit the cup.
How can they tell?
And then you screw the lid, and you put a liquid in it to make sure that it stays whatever.
Well, sure, yeah.
Chemical.
If necessary.
Screw it. Screw the top on. Pack it back up. Mail it off. Dropping it off at the UPS store.
Do they know? Because they know the address is right.
Yeah, they know what it is. Yeah. Yes.
What can Brown do for you?
Well, that was embarrassing.
Do they only take UPS? Or I'm sorry, we don't take FedEx.
I don't know. I
very important to have these tests. We're only kidding.
Yeah, this is the first time I'm going to get. Can I make jokes? Are they fine?
You'll
with
be
that?
Asleep.
You'll be asleep.
No, apparently I'll be in a twilight sleep, so I'll be. Yeah, but I might not have the wherewithal.
You'll be out.
Oh,
you
really?
Have someone driving you and taking you.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. Who wants to volunteer for that?
I'll do it. Do you need some help tomorrow?
Can I give you a bit of an alert?
Yeah.
No way. Don't ask me. I'm busy.
The person who takes you back, make sure it's someone you trust.
Right.
Because you're going to talk.
That stuff they give you is truth serum.
Okay, I'm not making this up. Guess who the new spokesman is for Cologuard, the new 50, it says. Times have changed, so has colon cancer screening. Harry Connick Jr.
Oh,
all right. Well, people trust him.
Remember, we used to call him Harry Kalonic Jr.
That's right.
We had a song by Harry Kalonic Jr.
Sure.
I wonder if he knew about that. He's got his own talk show for now.
No, not anymore.
Because it's got canceled. Yeah,
right. But it's still on.
Is it true that after a colonoscopy, they won't let you leave the office until you've ripped ass?
Yeah.
That's weird, right?
They won't let you leave the hospital until you've made a boom boom. There's Cal, the Cologuard mascot.
Yeah, remember he explained everything to us.
He looks like SpongeBob, except he's a toilet tank.
That's right.
He looks just like
he's
SpongeBob.
He's not a toilet tank. He's
a box. He's the
toilet.
Box that the poop
he's
goes in.
Sorry. I thought it was the toilet tank. Well, he's sitting. No, that's a good guess, though. He's sitting on a...
Put your poop in me, he says.
Let's get back to renaming classic movies in honor of stoners, shall we?
I've got the ultimate, and it'll be done.
What is it? Ryan Reynolds is making a remake of Home Alone, but it's called Stoned Alone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to play a stoner that...
I don't know if he's going to.
I'm not laughing already.
I think it's funny.
I doubt he plays it. He's not 20-something.
And there are plenty of people who will find that entertaining.
Oh, sure. No, there's an audience for sure.
The fabulous Joe LaHue on Twitter.
Now, this is if you could take classic movies and make them stoner classics. What does Joe say? What does Joe say?
Bob.
Dear dickhead. What does he say?
No, set it up again. Bob, Marley, and me.
Ah.
Okay. Nice.
Oh, we're
very
done.
Good.
Can't get any better than that. We're done.
Jake and the Fatty.
That's a TV show.
Yep.
Not a movie.
I mean, we can open up the rules.
How about High Noon? That doesn't even you don't have to change it.
Your name.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this gives me an... there's a couple other ones. Good Pill Hunting. Cocaine Mutiny.
Good Pill.
The Cocaine Mutiny. Based on the Herman Woke play. Willy Wonka and the Meth Factory.
Why meth? Why you got to go there?
Bong of the South. They pulled that one.
Yeah, no, that hasn't been around for a long time.
You really don't have to change Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
You just eat chocolate. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right?
Now, do you want to hear the Cologuard commercial? We really do have it. This is it.
Then you just go. I mean, collect your sample. Then I'm gone. Just ship me to the lab.
I'm sorry, what?
Wait a second.
What'd he say?
Open up your ears. Now, this is once again the thing that Christy did in which you get the testing of this. This is very important. Mm-hmm.
Then you just go. I mean, collect your sample. Then I'm gone. Just ship me to the lab.
Ship up.
Yeah, if I were producing that commercial, I would have gone, hey, Elliot, can you give me a little more
Yeah.
in the ship?
Why don't they just say send me
or mail?
Yeah, because somebody thought it would be funny to put a little levity in the whole thing. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News
Take
Desk.
A big, heavy dump.
What
right
else?
Well, if you don't get a Cologuard, the worst thing that could happen is, you know what, and if you've wanted to sleep with the fishes, now you can kind of. A company in Arkansas makes caskets that look like small fishing boats.
Oh.
Inspired by his dad's love of fishing, Joel Schmidt started Glory Boats.
Here we go.
On the road to glory.
Whose slogan is, quote, celebrating the lives of outdoorsmen.
It looks like a small
boat-shaped fishing boat. Caskets cost $2,800, come in three different colors, woodland camo, marsh grass, and pink camo.
Hmm.
I like it.
That seems cheaper than a normal casket, too, right?
And it looks like a little fishing boat.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's got a lid on it, which most fishing boats don't.
Right.
And a lot of handles.
Jeez. So,
it's kind of nice, I guess, if that's your thing.
Maybe Costco will add it to their lineup.
Mm. Although you'd think technically a submarine would be more appropriate.
Yeah, going under.
Now, but you'd never get any good fish just six feet under, right?
Oh, you can, sure.
The good one's deeper. Okay, well, and it's better than the old way of putting a stringer through Grandpa's mouth and dangling him over the, dangling over the side of the boat.
Yeah, that was always...
Well, you know, if it goes through his mouth, it's got to come out
his gill.
Yeah, not the stringer.
The stringer. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd use the stringer, right?
Sure.
You know what I'm talking about, Grace?
No clue.
You put it's got like a nail on the end of it. You put it through the fish's mouth and it comes out the gill and you put the fish back in. They can swim around and stay fresh.
Yeah, while being impaled by a large hunk of metal with a piece
that's
of rope.
Horrible.
No, they barely feel that.
They don't even.
They
notice.
Barely feel that.
It goes through natural holes. It's like you don't have to create a hole.
So it's just preparing.
The hook has to feel worse than the stringer.
Now, do you put this one of these little boat caskets, do you put this in a hearse or do you put it on a trailer and...
Oh, that's funny.
Tow it to the grave, and then you have the guy backing it up. Dee, dee, dee.
Slide it down in.
I think it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inexpensive, nice.
But again, what was the one we had last week? The porn guy wanted to be buried in a giant male member.
Yeah. Complete with testicles and everything.
Wouldn't that be better for the gravestone? Same here. Wouldn't it be better to have a boat-shaped gravestone? People walk by, he must have been an outdoorsman. Got a license plate. Got a license plate that says, "I'd rather be alive."
I'd rather be breathing.
Instead of the classic, "I'd rather be fishing."
Sure.
Never mind.
That's quite an interesting looking vessel.
Yeah, it's weird looking.
It's silly, but it's there are people who are going to love that, huh?
Yeah. You got to go. You gotta go.
I'll
somewhere.
Ask my brother if that's how he wants to. I'll be dead before he eats.
The liner of it's like mossy oak or something. Did you see that?
Yeah, yes,
the one I'm looking at.
Yeah. There are three different types. There's mossy grass.
It does look just like a boat with a lid on it.
Yep.
I know we had a story about a guy that was actually buried in. Remember the guy buried in a BMW?
Woodland camo, marsh grass, and pink camo are the three colors.
Oh, pink camo.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Okay. Well, Christy, what else you got?
Maybe. Some scientists believe plastics could be shrinking penis size.
What?
Professor Andrew Pass.
Everybody be quiet.
Melbourne University believes certain chemicals in plastics are causing the penile shrinkage. Professor Peter Sly.
Oh, he is a tricky one.
Come on. You made this up.
His name is Peter Sly?
Yes.
Boy, that sounds like a porno name.
Director of the World Health Organization Center for Children's Health says that existing research shows some chemicals found in plastics may reduce sperm count and could possibly reduce penis size.
Hmm.
Well, this will get people active.
Yeah.
Now, you thought the straw thing was
you thought, you know, when they're talking about, well, this causes cancer, this causes heart disease, the guys are going to perk up, this causes your penis to shrink. What? When do we do the telethon?
Mm-hmm.
Sign me up.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Who knew? Well, we still don't. The guy's just
theorizing.
Yeah. Okay.
That a word?
Be a good way to, it'll change your attitude at the singles bar, Josh.
Yeah, how so?
You walk up to a lady and go, I only drink out of glass my entire life. So, never touch any plastic, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink.
By the way, you're stepping on my penis.
Did we just hear Tom?
It was your shoes.
That's Tom's sexy voice. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Yeah.
reel it in. Back to you, Chris.
Here's some advice from AskMen.com. First rule of using condoms is actually using them. Next rule, use them properly. Here's how to use a condom properly.
Don't shoot them across the room. Nobody think that's funny, okay?
Don't Howie Mandel them with your
That's right.
nose.
Stupid. Oh.
Yeah, and then use them. Yeah.
Open the condom without ripping it. Check for holes. And then do your thing. Oh, and here's the other important thing to remember. Condoms are a one-time deal. The CDC recently sent out a statement reminding Americans you shouldn't wash or reuse condoms ever.
Come on. Who's doing that? Oh. Enough people, I guess, to where they have to make a statement.
I don't know how long we're supposed to keep these condoms on to not get her pregnant.
If you're doing it in the dishwasher, put it on sanitary side.
Who's ever checked a condom for holes?
Yeah, I'd like...
A freshly open... Well, first off, they're all freshly open. Who would do this?
Not all of them,
Who would
apparently.
Blow it up like a balloon
and
animal?
And a lot of people, isn't it dark when you put a condom on a lot of times?
Or isn't that, a plot point of a movie? Some put a hole in a condom so she can get pregnant?
And the diaphragm in Parenthood.
That's it. Diaphragm in Parenthood.
So yeah, it suggests that you check for holes. So... Would the only way to do that be to fill it with water or
to
air?
Inflate it with air? Yeah.
Yeah.
Christy, you got to turn the dome light on.
Water.
Yeah, exactly.
Turn the dome light on because, of course, Christy
always
doing it in the back seat.
Yep.
In the car.
Yeah. Like,
it makes it doesn't makes have you feel young.
Does it?
Or just crammed?
Even when I was young yeah, in a car, I was like, can't we just move inside?
Yeah.
I know your parents are home. I'll be quiet.
So are people using them twice because they're frugal?
Maybe.
I guess.
Ugh.
My gosh.
Also, don't double up either.
Well, of course, you don't have to tell a guy that.
Are you sure?
Why did a guy double up?
Not in my experience.
What, does the guy double up and then get a fly swatter and go, all right, I'm ready?
Yeah. Wait a minute. So he put one condom on, saw something.
Double.
He saw something and went, I'm going to go ahead and double bag this baby.
Double bag this.
Like milk at the grocery store. This is...
No, that was a big thing in my high school sex ed class.
To double up?
No, to not do, to they advertised to not do that because people felt it would be extra safe.
God, you just want to feel nothing?
Talk about showering with a raincoat.
Well,
on.
I doubled up. Go ahead and drop the anvil on it.
I'm fine.
Feel, yeah.
And then she goes, she goes, is that an oar? Doesn't really have that tactile, skin-like feel I was hoping for.
Jeez.
No one checks them for holes. I'm sorry.
No,
I can't
don't.
Imagine. And how would you do it?
In the dunk it in water like a tire. Yeah.
Who's got that?
Who's got that kind of time?
Well, the moment.
In the heat of the moment, you're not going to.
The heat of the moment.
Plus, you don't want to do the pre...
stay right there, honey. I'll be
pre-lubricated
right back.
When you blow it up with your mouth.
Yeah.
Now, Josh, do you when you tear it open, do you just tear it part way and then squeeze it out so when the night's over, you don't have to get a flashlight and look for both parts of this? Both parts of the wrapper.
You ever lost one, Josh?
And I'm the jerk.
You mean...
In the
in other words, when you lost your wallet, did that condom from high school?
Yeah, I've had one come off, sure. What do you want? I think it's happened to most guys.
I'm going in.
Listen, babe, I appreciate the grip, but I'd like to keep that one.
Oh, it came off inside?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Huh.
Yeah.
Never again, heard of such a thing.
Maybe. I've been given some advice, by the way, on my colonoscopy tomorrow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dan writes in. He says, if you ask the doctor where to put your pants, and he says, over in the corner next to mine, you might want to leave.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.